It's the potential financial downfall for those cities tied to recreational marijuana sales. As more and more Michigan municipalities award licenses to dispensaries, those that miss out on getting the okay to open sometimes sue the city in retaliation of not receiving a license.
Warren is a good example because that's the longest standing one, and it's been quite some time, and it has completely messed up their entire program. It's been 18 months now, and there still hasn't been any dispensaries that have been awarded in the city of Warren.
Barton Morris leads the cannabis legal group in Royal Oak. Recently, Warren City Council voted to appeal litigation filed against the city. 31 companies are suing for a marijuana license after a long, rigorous application process, claiming the city didn't follow the Open Meetings Act. The legalization of recreational marijuana use is causing some Michigan municipalities to bleed cash. It comes down to the application process, says Barton Morris, head of the cannabis legal group in Royal Oak. It can be so strict and vigorous, those companies that don't receive a license in retaliation may sue the city they're applying with.
I think municipalities really just have to be clear about how they select their winners, their award, their applications, and then also ensuring that they're strictly compliant with our Regulation and Taxation of Marijuana Act state law.
Currently, such litigation is ongoing in the cities of Warren, Berkeley, Traverse City, and Mount Pleasant.